It's September 13, 2017. This is collective bargaining negotiations between the University of West Florida Board of Trustees and the UFF chapter at the University of West Florida. We have.
Introduce ourselves.
Oh, do we introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sometimes we, some places don't, some places do. All right, I'm Michael Nattimore.
Baron Dickinson.
Daniel Pace.
John Fink.
Tom Wozlebeck.
Dan Lucas.
And Chrisandra Nash.
Okay, Randy Gujan will be here tonight.
Okay, good. What we have is a couple articles for your consideration. I apologize for not getting these to you earlier like I had hoped because we had a hurricane. it's pretty simple. Article 25 is pretty much as we provided it in our last bargaining session. On page 2, we changed the satisfactory evaluation level that triggers eligibility to good. And we've introduced the concept of a cap and a minimum of 2% and 1% for the CPIU. And we've not picked up the change to the one-time promotion recapture adjustment. So that's that. Now, the next thing we have
is... Yeah, just a couple quick questions for
you. Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
We understand about not picking up the 2% that we proposed, because that was language we already agreed to. Is that something that you're not necessarily agreeing to it now, but something you guys would be willing to revisit like the year after that to pick up that final 4%?
Yeah, I mean, certainly if you put that on the table in that round of wage articles, we would consider it. Yeah.
And real quick, and on the having achieved the good or above rating, we had proposed that as the dean's overall rating of good, because we get each year you receive three evaluations from your chair, right? Okay. Scholarship, research, teaching, and then you receive four from your dean, and you on the deans you have the same individual scholarship, research, teaching, and then you have an overall one, right? Okay. So we would need some kind of clarification about.
Which
So we simply propose on the dean's overall rating. So
I just need to clarify that. I don't have direction as to which evaluation is triggers the eligibility. But I'll get that taken care of. Now we kind of also were trying to, going to the bottom line. We really would desire more time to consider the evaluation compensation program that we talked about in the context of Article 15 and Article 9 for instructors and lecturers and any other position that ends up in that mix. So this is what we were hoping to do to provide a benefit that will allow us to then have additional time, and that is that the benefit itself, well, first off, the multi-year contract that we had proposed language for instructors and lecturers that we had proposed to strike in Article 9, we're saying let's go back to status quo on that.
Okay.
So the multi-year contract and the trigger and TRIPS continue, the 3-year, 6-year.
Okay.
Now, the second thing is a benefit for those people who would come up in 2018. There's going to be a class of people that's going to come up for renewal in those lines that would get their 3-year evaluation. Mm-hmm. Then they have to wait 3 years and they get $1,000. Mm-hmm. Because they get $1,000 after 6 years. Mm-hmm. We're willing to give them $1,000 now.
Okay. There's some people who are coming up for the 6 years.
They skip.
Yeah, okay.
What we're saying is we're also
in addition,
the people who would have to wait another 3 years because they're on a renewal. So that would mean that everyone who's getting renewed, either 3-year or 6-year, are going to get $1,000.
Okay.
Okay. So that means, you know, people, that class of people will get that benefit. And then what we would do is we would automatically reopen the issue of the what we're thinking about is sort of like an SPE type model. And we would automatically reopen that next year without having anybody need to use a reopen.
What about the individuals? So you're going to have some people who are coming up for their year six, right? Mm-hmm. And that they normally would have gotten their $1,000 anyway, right?
Right.
And you're going to have some people who are coming up for a year three renewal, mm-hmm. right? And you guys are proposing that they would get the $3,000 as well, right?
They would get.
I mean, I'm sorry, the $1,000. Yeah. Now, there's going to be some individuals who are in between that, I would imagine, right?
And those people aren't really entitled to anything, and they would be caught up in the new SPD.
Okay, because now they would, if someone's in year four or five, right, mm-hmm. they would have previously gone through the first step renewal without any money attached.
Right. I know that. But this is what we're offering. And okay. and those people we're going to take care of, they're going to all fall into the new SPD.
Okay.
So all of these considerations we intend to take up in the context of whatever system we create for that.
So essentially they would have, you're imagining that they would have a sooner access to the new financial incentives,
exactly.
whatever they may be.
Just like we had the rollout for the SPE for the faculty that qualified for that, we would work out a rollout for those people.
Okay.
And those people would, they would be subject to getting some attention mm-hmm. because of the.
And I know is this an MOU or is it informational?
It's informational, but we're willing to put this language in the contract.
Okay.
We're willing to codify the contract. Now behind it is just like status quo language, basically for those two articles.
Okay.
But before I put something somewhere in this, mm-hmm. I wanted to present it as a concept.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Yeah. The number four, though, I'm not sure I understand what that means. I think I know what it means, but.
Well, we're in full book, right? So we're trying to resolve full book.
Right.
So we're going to be able to reopen for.
Oh, I see.
For bargaining during this academic year.
Okay.
And so that would be bargaining this academic year for next academic year, I think, right? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, we go to reopener.
Yeah,
the question would be, is it automatically opening it in addition to the other two articles?
Yeah.
I think that's what I thought you might mean. Okay, that's what I'm...
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And the class of individuals stays the same, right? It's right now the instructors, lecturers, and research associates are included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're proposing status quo until we design and agree on the new SPE system.
Okay.
For and we're not even prejudging which classes would go in it because that's actually slowed our process down a little bit because we're taking a look at which classes are out there and what should we do with them.
Okay. Did you have for a response? We put the Article 3 forward last time. It was very similar to what you guys said.
Yeah.
We just had clarified.
I think we're really close on 3. I don't have 3 today, but I think we're really close on 3.
Okay. Okay. Why don't we take a caucus real quick? There's a...
we have another room.
Yeah, there's a classroom right next door.
Maybe not.
That looked open when I went by. Okay. Thank you guys for these proposals. These are all things we can work with. I think they look good. A couple of small things. On where the salaries article looks good to us, I think we've done good work on that. And we like this scheduling in the future for budgeting purposes of the 1% floor, 2% max. And we think that's a good standard to look at going forward also in future. We had mentioned last time that our preference would be to clarify all of these as CPIU average to average, right?
Yeah, that's we're good with that.
Okay. So that's something that we need to get.
Yeah. We're good with that.
And then we can take back the arbitration on that.
Okay. Right?
So as a way to move forward. We would need some kind of clarification just about the bonus, the good rating, right?
Right.
How that relates to the deans overall.
Deans overall, okay.
Right, you know. Now, if those are things that we can just agree to at the table, right, on the tape, we can sign that, you know, now. But if you would prefer for that to be, if you guys have access to something in writing, we can come back to that.
Yeah, why don't I do this? I need to clarify just the deans rating.
Okay.
Piece of that. Average to average is good. I should have picked that up. So I'll just do another clean version of salary, clarify that, and send it to you, absent okay. another hurricane.
Okay.
And we can do signatures on it without it, away from the table.
Okay. Yeah. And you might want to do this.
And if you have changes, you can send them back to me.
Well, that sounds fine. That sounds good. Just when we send this out to our membership, they're not going to understand the strike through and underline. Like there's still the residuals of the previous proposals in here, right? So we'll need a clean copy.
Well, this is what I'll do. I'll send you a legislative format and a clean copy.
Okay, sounds perfect. And also just we said this previously, but just that the 1% minimum, 2% maximum does not. Advocate our ability to continue to negotiate salary for the time period. If, for example, if CPIU came in higher than that, we could still put that on the table and negotiate.
Your wages will automatically reopen according to the duration article.
Okay. Good. Okay. Good. Well, that seems like a good, clear path forward there, and I think it's a good standard to work. As we've said many times, anytime we can have clear, definitive standards, I think it's always very helpful.
Good.
Okay. Also, we're willing to work with this standard of reopening this in the next one. Our suggestion, what we would suggest is it's going to be hard for our members who are in that year 4 and 5 mm-hmm. to navigate that. We think there's a clearer path in which you could simply say any instructor, like someone covered by this, right,
yeah.
who's in that category, who has... you know, 3 consecutive years of the excellent or better standard, the standard for the multi-year contract, would receive $1,000 to base salary.
Okay. Well, right. I don't know how many people would fall into year 4 and 5, and I don't know how much that would cost.
We can ballpark it for you. You were thinking that.
Yeah, okay. What
we've got about, I think, about 50 to 60 instructor lecturers, research okay. associates on campus, right? So if
you're 50, 60 total.
50, 60 total on the whole university, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so you're looking at... at highest amount, a third of those.
Right. Highest amount would be 60.
But our hiring tends to be kind of heavier on recent hires.
Okay.
In a lot of ways. So we don't. It wouldn't be over $60,000.
Yeah.
Additional. It would be probably 20.
I'll take that back.
So
and see what we could do. I mean, it could be. You're right. It could be 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
What's the population?
What's that?
What's the population in years 4 and 5?
Yeah. It's just that so that we would guess that population would probably, it could be 10 to 20 people.
Yeah.
So we think that's a simpler way to do that if it's financially feasible.
Okay. I just don't have that. I do not possess that knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and well, the other reason is that we don't know, as we kind of demonstrated before, this component of instructor lecturer material varies, right? We don't know where it's going to end up next time. So it makes more sense, I think, to get that as like a clear $1,000 to anyone who has the 3 or more years, because we don't know where this final negotiation would end up,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they might be left out some other way. We didn't get a chance to talk. There might be some language that you include in this, too, that depending on where it ends up, we might need to open more articles than Article 9,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you wanted to include some language that, you know, the teams would, by mutual consent, could open additional articles.
I thought about that, because 9's appointment, that's where the multi-year contract sits. But I don't know where the SPE goes. Is that in evaluations?
It's in 11. It's in 11.
That one's
in 11. Right? So maybe some language saying... So, you know, they would, you know, mutually agree. I think we can open articles by mutual consent.
Yeah, okay, let me give that some thought. I had that same consideration of maybe 9 is not the place where we put this program. Because that really talks about types of contracts as opposed to the SBE system that we're contemplating.
We have SBEs in 11, right? That's where it is. Okay. So it might be some language saying that the parties would mutually agree to open articles, and also but limited to that. Like, you don't open the article, all of a sudden we start changing random things.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess my thought would be that with regard to Article 9, we would put language in about the money. We have to change that because right now that's 1,000 after 6. So we'd have to put contract language in there, say, for these years.
Right.
It would be different. Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you mean just for next year? Because we wouldn't have to change this just for next year. But you mean in the future?
I mean, no. I mean to effectuate the $1,000.
I think that we could sign that off as just an MOU.
Oh, okay.
Right? Just because you could just say, any faculty member who has this ratings over 3 years or however, you know, would receive $1,000 to.
All right.
I mean, you could even add that into the salary article.
I was thinking we would probably want to put the automatic reopener in the duration article, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Rather than an MOU.
Yeah. Right. Because that way we. It's in the one place it's supposed to be. You know, I mean, that's the appropriate article.
Because this is my thing. This is my legal opinion for what it's worth. I've been wrong before. As Tom will say, rarely, but I've been wrong before. the $1,000 added money, I don't think needs to be ratified, but if we reopen additional articles beyond what we have in our duration clause, that would have to be ratified. That's that FSU case, right?
Say that again.
If we decide to give a benefit,
right,
that's beyond the contract,
right, you have
to ratify. We could actually set an MOU that wouldn't have to be ratified. If we are going to change, if we're going to do something that is opposite the express language of the contract, we have to have it ratified.
Right.
So, if we have a contract that says we are opening salary, benefits, and two other articles, and then we're going to say, actually, we're opening salary, benefits, 9 and 11, and two other articles, then we have to have that in the contract.
Again, I'm not a lawyer, but our ADI language outlines the restrictions, or the waivers, right?
Right. Right.
So there's nowhere in our ADI language that says, you know, I mean, it says specifically for compression, inversion, merit. So if it were if the university were to say, we want to give all full professors $1,000 to base salary, right? Like, that would probably have to be ratified.
Yeah, that's
not covered by the ADI, and right, it didn't affect any of those elements.
I have no problem with doing an MOU and ratifying it. I'm just trying to draw that distinction.
It would also be very, very helpful because our instructor lecturers correctly feel like they have been largely ignored for the last 3 years or so. And something that we can push out there and say, hey, this is just for y'all. Faculty didn't get it.
You know, okay.
That would help us in the ratification process.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I think for us, it's, if it comes down to a matter of whether we ratify or not, we're probably going to always fall into ratify because we're the ones who are having to answer to PERC.
And I have no concern on my side about.
Yeah, I know. Ratify. Right.
Well, I'm just thinking also about trying to keep the cadre happy. They've been ignored.
Well, what we would recommend maybe is this. So, in addition to those clarifications, you could simply put in like a 25.3 one-time recurring wage action, right? And then outline the class who would receive it.
So do you want that and an MOU?
No, I think this, as long as that is...
Okay.
Well, I mean, if we agree on TAFE, the rest of the MOU is essentially saying we'll bargain this and open up any related articles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and so...
Although it would be easy enough for us to just throw the additional articles in for the first year reopener. in the duration clause.
Right.
Yeah, we can put that in the duration. I don't think we need to sign status quo on these, because essentially we're going to agree to articles and say everything else is status quo.
That's right. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Okay.
There was some, I don't think there's any, I think anything that's struck through here is just new language. I'm looking at 15.
This was residual for a previous.
Yeah, anything lined out. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, then we'll work those things up, and maybe we have resolution with those things. And that leaves, what does that leave?
The things that are open. Yeah, three. Where we left off on that is basically we agreed to what you guys put forward previously and just had language breaking down how you would separate that 1.0 for the summer into multiple people. And we included a reset, just a reset of 4 years.
Okay, all right. Let me see. Let me try to get a resolution on three, and I'll send that along to you too.
Okay.
And then we can talk about that.
Now, the only other thing is issue of full disclosure. You guys had put forward the one about, I think it's 19, the annual leave buyout. That was a proposal you guys had put. I don't know if that's one that you're still looking forward to, but... so that's something that we have said we would be willing to sign, pending.
Right. I thought I heard that if there's a successful resolution of three, this is a successful resolution.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Then,
all right. Go ahead.
And then we're running into a tight time clock, so I'm sure y'all are all aware.
Yeah.
When we have
a couple of things. We've got our next Board of Trustees meeting is what, like the 25th or something like that? It's sometime around that, and then the next one is scheduled for December. It's like several months later, right?
Somewhere in the teens, maybe.
Yeah. So that normally that wouldn't have a huge impact, except that in-unit faculty are the bonus is contingent. The distribution of the bonus is contingent upon ratification, right? All these things are. And so there is it. It seems unlikely we'll get this ratified in front of the. And now we don't necessarily have to ratify first. I mean, the board can ratify, and we can ratify simultaneously, right? But I don't know if we'll get this in front of them before that.
Can 25th of September. It's probably that agenda is probably set.
It's final calls. I think the 18th.
I'd have to go back and ask about that, Jonathan, if you could get these things
Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if the bot can ratify independent of a full board meeting. Like, can they ratify
a special meeting?
A special meeting, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Just so we don't have to tell people you have to wait till December.
Right.
Is Monday doable? Is it something that we want to try to do?
I can't say it's doable.
The bot has the authority to meet telephonically, right?
Exactly.
So they can just call a phone meeting. I mean, they.
Yeah, they can. We can have a telephone call because they're state on board.
Yeah. So.
And we've done that before.
Right. Okay. I was going to say I've done that a couple of different places where they just call in, take the vote, and whatever other business they want to conduct.
Yeah, and there may be, even though there is not a full board meeting, there may be some moments where they're largely together, and it could be convenient.
I know that they're not public, but I think do they still have to be noticed?
Yeah. It's a public meeting. They have to vote.
It's a public
meeting.
They have a committee meeting in there sometime before, but that's going to get close to December still.
Well, do they have any workshops scheduled?
We can have it done by Monday. We all can have it done by Monday. How about that?
Well, I just don't. I mean, yeah. I don't. I have to have. We as a team have to have a conversation with some individuals at the university, and I don't know their schedule between now and then.
Such
I can't say.
Well, I think we should maybe try to work towards being ready, and then figure out the how.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we don't have to ratify simultaneously, It takes us about a week or so. We have to give notice and all those things.
Yeah, it's full books, so it's going to take you about 2 weeks to do it, if you do it right, so that PERC doesn't come barreling down on us. So.
Hanging out there, it sounds like we're close on 25 based on the discussions today, but I know we have three and I guess 19, and For 9 and 15, are we saying we're there? Because they're mostly status quo?
Yeah, I think...
But we just haven't signed them yet, I understand that.
But there's one issue, there's still one issue, which is whether there's going to be compensation for year 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go back and get clarification.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're close, definitely, with everything.
No, I think we're very close.
Yeah. It's just very helpful from a faculty morale, university morale issue to have a contract in place as we go forward. So, you know, we can all carry on. I have a lot of value in that. I appreciate y'all working to try to get it done. I mean, it's noticeably different when it happens than when it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna pursue this.
Where is Jose right now? Where did he end up? He was last circling. Literally circling. Yeah. It's just because that you guys done?
Yeah.
Okay. You know those.